This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider.
It's time for a one-of-a-kind poker party. Poker Night in America is streaming live from Studio 52 in Las Vegas. Join us nightly at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as some of the biggest names in poker play in the ultimate house game. Watch on the Poker Night in America channel on YouTube and Twitch, or go to PokerNight.com. Poker Night in America is back and ready to party.
Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome back to the Extra Time podcast on the BetRivers Network. The Europa League final is just around the corner. It's coming up in a couple of days' time. It's going to be contested between Sevilla, the kings of this competition in recent years, and Roma, managed by Jose Mourinho, who's got a pretty good record when it comes to picking up trophies. Joining me on this episode to look ahead to the final are first up Steve Wiss, late substitute, but how you doing, mate? Good to see you.
Yeah, not too bad, Harry. I've just been on the grill doing a bit of barbecuing, so I'm nicely sizzled and warmed up for this one.
What's on the menu today? Is it a party around Steve's house?
Well, I'll tell you what I was doing. I had some beautiful steak kebabs that very I was nice. Getting him tucked into, so I'm nicely well fed. And ready to get crack on with this Europa League.
Brilliant stuff. Also joining us from sunny Spain, Ruri is with us. How are you, my friend? Good to see you again. It's been a little while since we've done one of these together, I think.
Yeah, it's been a wee bit. I'm now very hungry after Steve telling me about his wonderful kebabs. I could definitely rustle up something for lunch, although probably not as nice as that sounds.
Indeed. Right, look, let's get into this game then. As I say, Sevilla against Roma. Roma, the Europa Conference League winners from last season under Jose Mourinho, looking to go one better this time by winning the Europa League. And Sevilla, as we say, experts in this competition. Let's start with the Spanish side then, Ruri, because obviously you cover Spanish football for us very, very closely. You'd have seen way more of Sevilla this season than I certainly have. What are your thoughts going into the game, and give us a little bit of a feel for where your head's at, as well as obviously your picks?
Yeah, Sevilla are a strange one, because until about 2 months ago, I would have said that they were pretty dreadful, and they had been all season, to be perfectly honest, with notable exceptions. And they'd been through two managers. It was the end of a cycle. It looked like this squad really needed renewing. Monchi, who's kind of the sporting director there, is the kind of messiah in Sevilla. He's the one that's behind all of their success in the 21st century. But even he was under pressure. Even he was coming under the kind of spotlight quite a bit. And then they appoint José Luis Mendilibar, who's more or less managed more modest sides in La Liga in the last kind of 10, 15 years or so. And he's completely changed everything. I mean, he's renewed the confidence of this side. This is a side that steps forward two steps instead of stepping back. It's a team with a lot of energy. It's got quite a lot of Asian components in that side. But I think most clearly you can see within Ivan Rakitic, who's aging now, like Luka Modric. He's getting all up in his years. But he looked, I don't want to say finished, but certainly not cut out for this level until about that 2 months ago, when Mendilibar, since he's come in, has revitalized the side, revitalized Rakitic. And once again, kind of like Real Madrid, it has to be said, there's no real explanation other than it is Sevilla in the Europa League. And they have that kind of dawn, they have that kind of feeling for the moments of a game in the European ties that other sides just don't seem to quite have. So I'm feeling relatively confident about this one for Sevilla, not necessarily all the way, because I think it's going to be tight. I think both teams will look for that kind of game. I think Jose Mourinho is obviously the opposing manager, and he's never lost a European final, so I can't say that this is going to be a comfortable victory for either side. But yeah, certainly Overall, I've gone Sevilla to win or draw in 90 minutes at minus 104. I think if Roma do get it done, it will be on penalties or an extra time.
It's really interesting because bringing up the odds on the BetRivers website, both of these sides are at minus 112 to win the game. Assuming that those prices are correct for the time being, which is really, really interesting. But obviously that could change, couldn't it, in between now and the actual kickoff, which is in a couple of days' time. It is a 12:45 p.m. kickoff, I believe, you guys' time over on the East Coast. For us here in Europe, of course, it's in the evening. So Ruri's first pick is Sevilla to win or draw at minus 104. Steve, you haven't gone with a pick on a winner or anything, but where is your kind of head at, given what we know about these two sides and sort of their history in European competition?
Well, do you know what? I don't think I would be betting against Jose Mourinho. You've got to look beyond the statistics with Roma. If you follow them over the last three rounds, especially the away from home leg, they've hardly had a shot in the games. But he's found ways to either get a draw or lose tight. And, you know, minus 112 to win the trophy for both sides. I would actually go with Roma there if I had to. That's not going to be my pick. I don't want to get involved in the match markets. That's not my style for this final. We're going to get involved in the cards market, which I'll talk about a bit later. But Mourinho, to be fair to him, he's seen off quite a few up-and-coming managers in this run, hasn't he? Salzburg, the Geisler. He's very, very highly rated, isn't he? He even was linked with Premier League jobs. He saw him off. And then, of course, Arne Slot as well. I think everyone was thinking Feyenoord would get the job done against it, Roma there. But again, Mourinho found a way to get it done. And then he in the last round against Leverkusen, Xabi Alonso was the latest to be schooled. But, you know, you look at the stats in those games, you do wonder sometimes how Roma have made it through, but it's just Mourinho's mentality, us against the world. He's got a great record in these European finals. So have Sevilla, though. So this is like a clash of the titans, isn't it? So you don't really want to bet against either team. I would lean with Mourinho slightly myself, just because it's Jose Mourinho, but I can see where Ruri's going there in terms of Sevilla to win or draw. And this is the sort of thing that could go all the way, extra time penalties. A draw inside 90 minutes. The tie is at plus 195 inside 90 minutes. That wouldn't shock me if it was a tie.
Yeah, I certainly expect it to be cagey and a game of a few goals. Was you tempted, Ruri, to look at that in terms of maybe looking on the unders, you know, given Sevilla under their current manager can be quite pragmatic at times and given what Steve said about Jose Mourinho as well?
Yeah, I think the unders were, I think it was at minus, under 2.5 was at minus 195 or so. So I think I steered away from that certainly at the time. And it's in terms of value, you're going to have to combine that with something else, I think, to get what you really want out of it. But yeah, I do think it'll be cagey. I think Sevilla will have more of the ball. I think you can kind of look at the Juventus tie as maybe a little bit of a precursor because they're very different sides, Roma and Juventus. But in terms of Sevilla, the way that Mendilibar plays is very simplistic in a certain sense. And there's certainly a danger that people kind of go a little bit overboard with Mendilibar and the way he plays and the way that he sets his teams up. But he likes to press high. He likes to play on the front foot. He likes to be vertical. I think that Sevilla will be quite high up in their line, but they'll maybe take one or two steps back than they would normally just because it's a final. And I think Jose Mourinho's side will be happy with that. They'll sit deeper. They'll try and hit on the break. So that leads me to think that it will be tight and cagey, as you guys were saying. I think Mourinho will be happy enough with that. And what this will ultimately come down to is which side can be more kind of clinical, I think, with their opportunities. I was looking at the Roma side, and they have found ways and means of kind of getting through these ties. And Jose Mourinho is a fine argument, I think, as well to win this final. Incidentally, you could put Sevilla to draw, win or draw at minus 104 and Roma to win the trophy at minus 112 and still come back with both coming in. But yeah, I think it will be tight and cagey. I think Sevilla will end up dominating the ball, not necessarily because they want possession, more because Roma will be happy to give it to them and Sevilla will want to kind of make the game. And yeah, one of the picks that I've gone for as well is Roma offsides over 1.5 at -122. I think that's maybe a sign of what we'll kind of see in terms of Tammy Abraham trying to get in behind, in terms of Pellegrini perhaps coming from a little bit deeper. And so, yeah, I think that's also an area to look at, offsides.
Steve, you're going down the cards angle. Talk to us a little bit about why that particular market appeals to you in this fixture. I think you're on mute, mate. There he is.
He got me there. The cards angle is something that served me well in Sevilla games in the Europa League from the knockout rounds onwards. And I mean, I was looking at their domestic stats for cards. It's the second most cards in La Liga. Only Mallorca have had more. I'm guessing Ruri's been betting on the Sevilla cards all year. They just seem to find ways to get in the book, don't they? And it's been no different in the most recent matches in Europe. The last six games they've been involved in contained 8 cards, 7 cards, 4 cards, 8 cards, 5 cards, and then 3. So, yeah, you know, Sevilla matches do have a lot in them. And we're getting to the stage now, the final, anything goes. You know, it doesn't really mean you're not. You do everything to win the trophy, don't you? The referee is Anthony Taylor, who a lot of Premier League listeners, I'm sure, are very familiar with. He can be quite an inconsistent referee. I think he's a referee who thinks he's better than he is, to be honest. That's just my own personal opinion. I do tend to have a few outlandish opinions on referees, so nothing against you, Anthony, or anything like that. Just the way I think he goes into some matches, and I think he likes to have a little bit of the limelight, as quite a lot of referees do. And I don't think he'll take any crap here from the players. He did the semi-final between Roma and Feyenoord, and he dished 9 cards in that game. That did include extra time. Now, the bet that I like is over 5.5 cards at -137. Now, this is inside 90 minutes, so cards that do happen in extra time won't count here. But I still think we can get 6 inside the 90. Like I say, Sevilla are usually good for at least 3 cards on their own, probably 4. They just find ways to get in the book. They just really do. And then Roma are masters of the dark arts. You know, one thing I will say, I don't think Roma will have that many fouls in the game. You could look at under 13.5 Roma fouls. They'll sit back quite a lot. But they will pick up cards for being very cynical, time-wasting, arguing even with the referees and officials. And the last 10, 20 minutes especially, things could get very, very tetchy, especially if a team is leading and they're really just looking to prolong the game in that sort of way. So it just stood out to me in a final where, you know, everything's on the line. I don't think the referee will want to send anyone off, not until extra time or something anyway. So that's a slight downside. But equally, he will want to assert his authority on the game, Anthony Taylor. He will not want to look like, you know, a weak official in the middle of the park. And there's enough dirty players on either side that I think inside 90 minutes, 6 cards is what we need. I'd have preferred to have backed over 4.5 cards, but I will take this over 5.5 because I think the potential is there for it to explode.
Yep, should be a fascinating encounter. And I think it's certainly going to be a game in which a few lines are crossed from both sides in order to try and keep a lid on things and contain one another. Ruri, you've got one more pick, which is with regards to Sevilla. You mentioned that you expect them to be on the front foot, maybe more so because Roma will allow it than them being good enough to really sort of force it upon their Italian opponents this time around. But what's the final pick and what's the thinking behind that?
Yeah, the final one I've gone for is Sevilla corners at over 5.5 corners at +180. Those are pretty good odds for this, in my view, because if you look at the way that this game's going to go, I think in terms of Roma, either if they're ahead, if it's level, the only situation I see them coming out is if they are behind kind of early on. But I think Sevilla will have spells. If you look at the way they've played against United, Juventus, even before that against Fenerbahce, they've had spells where they've kind of hemmed in the other team and really kind of got up ahead of steam. Where Roma tend to play, they tend to have a back five or a back three, but either way, Mendilibar will look at that and say, right, okay, where can I exploit this? It's overlapping down the flanks. Jesus Navas on your right-hand side is going to do a lot of that. Lucas Ocampos is another kind of wide player. Brian Hill likes to start out wide. it's very much a side that is concerned with ensuring it gets down the line. So yeah, I think they'll try and put in a lot of crosses, and that will lead to a lot of corners ultimately, because I think Juventus will defend deep and well, but yeah, I do think that Sevilla will try and get to the byline as much as possible in this match, and thus we might see corners over 5.5 plus 180.
Brilliant stuff. Let me summarise then the guy's pick. So Steve has gone for over 5.5 cards at minus 137. Rory's gone for Sevilla to win or draw at minus 104. He's gone for Sevilla to have over 5.5 corners at plus 180. And he's gone for Roma to have over 1.5 offsides at minus 122. So those are the official plays from the guys. Just a few statistics to throw out there into the mix for those of you that are pondering over any other angles that you could particularly play. The only previous meeting between Sevilla and Roma in Europe saw Sevilla win 2-0 in the last 16 of this competition, back in the 2019-2020 season, which was, of course, the last season in which Sevilla won this competition. The Spanish side have reached the final of the UEFA Cup, as it was previously known, slash Europa League, for the seventh time, two more times than any other club. And they've won the competition on each previous occasion they've reached the final. So 2006, 2007, 2014, 15, 16. And of course, 2020. This is only the second time that Roma are going to contest this final. They lost it back in 1991 against Inter. This is their fifth major European final overall, after the Fairs Cup back in the 60s, the European Cup in the 80s. This competition, they made the final in 1991. And of course, they won the Europa Conference League last time around as well. So just a few stats.
Can I just add one here, Harry?
Go ahead.
Not an official play, but I mean, I mentioned cards there. I suppose it's only fair that I do give a lean towards someone that could go into the book at a decent price. I know it's very popular to back individual players to be carded. And the one that stood out to me for Roma is definitely Gianluca Mancini. He is someone who has picked up 13 total cards this season. And I think he's the kind of the go-to man that Jose Mourinho looks at. If the game needs to be cynically stopped or broken down, he will happily take one for the team. There's quite a few, really. You know, another one that you could potentially look at is Brian Cristante. And, of course, Roger Ibanez is quite a short price. But Mancini to be carded at plus 200 looks like a good price to me in this game. You know, Rory might know a bit more about the Sevilla guys, more likely to go into the book, but I certainly think Mancini stood out to me at plus 200.
I know, again, Rory, it's not an official play, but if anyone in the Sevilla side was to jump off the page at you in terms of a booking, who would you kind of think of first? I know I'm putting you on the spot here.
You know what? I'd maybe even go for Lucas Ocampos, who is a forward player and doesn't necessarily need to be making challenges, but he does have a fuse and a temper, and he plays with a lot of kind of frustration and aggression pent up inside him. So I can certainly see if he's getting frustrated as well, he'll definitely start, in my view. He can certainly cut down a counterattack, to say the least, in maybe a little overzealous fashion.
Brilliant stuff. This game will also be the 14th instance of a Spanish side facing an Italian side in the final of a major European competition. The Spanish sides, though, tend to come out on top. They've been crowned champions on 9 of the previous 13, including each of the last 3. So there's something to consider as well. Thank you so much to Rory. Thank you so much to Steve as well. For all the latest odds, make sure you head over to the Bet Rivers website. Make sure you're subscribed to this podcast. Make sure you follow the guys on their joint handle over at Because We Win. There'll be plenty of content coming your way, of course, over the summer as well, covering not just football, but a variety of other sports. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Rory. Thank you to you guys for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time. Until then, goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Extra Time on the Bet Rivers Network.